Time now for your letters. Regarding our coverage of President Ford's state funeral last week, a number of listeners pointed out an error. Our report referred to the late president as a former Eagle Scout. Robert Ferguson of Pineville, Louisiana, was one of many who wrote in to say that there is no such thing as a former Eagle Scout. Once an Eagle, always an Eagle. Mr. Ferguson also points out that President Ford was the only U.S. president to achieve Eagle Scout status. David Barnett of Albany, New York, enjoyed the piece by Frank Morris on the Metropolitan Opera's high-definition broadcast of The Magic Flute. He went on to point out an interesting coincidence he found while watching Mozart's opera. The libretto, early in the opera, contains a call for death to tyrants, and later, a character encounters a noose. Who could have known, when this was being planned, that the broadcast would happen on a day we all awoke to the news that a tyrant had met death on the gallows? Jesse Baker's tongue-in-cheek piece on the celebrity news that NPR did not cover in 2006 brought in a slew of mail. Many of you felt like Judy Gamello of Columbus, Ohio, who wrote, "There are more important issues in our country and the world than Britney's undies, the Cruz Holmes wedding, or where Pitt and Jolie choose to call home or vacation." Your end-of-the-year coverage of the celebrity stories NPR chose not to report in 2006. Not only was it hypocritical, it also fed celebrity egos anyway. Morgan Inez Smith of Columbia, Missouri, had a different point of view. "I very much enjoyed the light twist Ms. Baker put on her Us Weekly meets NPR commentary," she writes. "I like listening to NPR to avoid stories like the ones in question, but I find it absolutely appropriate to toss in a few stories like that for repetition within humorous conversation. Thank you, Jesse, and carry on your fine work." And finally, many of you wrote to express your enjoyment of our performance chat with Thomas Dolby. "It was quite fun and fascinating to hear him create his music," writes Cindy Halford of Memphis, Tennessee. "He reminds me of a gymnast. He makes it look so easy. The new and old music were wonderful." You can write us by going to npr.org and clicking on the Contact Us link.
Through the airwaves, people never read the airwaves. Do we only feed the airwaves? Or stamp them out at street level airwaves? Damnness of the wind, the airwaves. Intention of the skin, the airwaves. I really should have seen through the airwaves. People never read the airwaves. Do we only feed?